After more than 3 months of dealing with COVID-19, Wuhan cleared its last coronavirus case in hospital on Sunday. Spokesperson Mi Feng for the National Health Commission says 93.4% of confirmed COVID-19 cases on the Chinese mainland have recovered.
Because of the hard efforts of the medical workers in Wuhan and those who were dispatched to help the city in its fight against COVID-19, there are now no coronavirus patients in Wuhan's hospitals. For the next step, we will continue to follow the instructions from the central government and prevent any potential domestic resurgence of cases or imported infections. We will also try to address the needs of the general public.
As for imported COVID-19 cases, about 60% of them have been discharged from hospital as of Saturday. The spokesman warns that as the pandemic continues to spread overseas, China still faces increasing risk from imported cases. China's top legislature started its regular session on Sunday to review draft laws and revisions. Over 120 members of the NPC Standing Committee attended that meeting, and more than 40 others participated in the event through online video connections. A draft revision to the law on the prevention and control of environmental pollution by solid waste returned for its third review. A draft biosecurity law was submitted for a second reading. Bills presented to the legislature also included draft revisions to the laws on animal epidemic prevention and on the People's Armed Police Force, as well as draft amendments to the copyright law. Lawmakers are also deliberating a draft decision on the convening date of the third annual session of the 13th NPC. The legislative session will run until April 29th. China's announced that tax exemptions will be extended by an additional 4 years to further improve finance services for small business, according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Finance and State Taxation Administration. The exemptions that expired at the end of last year will be extended through December 2023. Chinese authorities decided in 2017 that financial institutions will be exempted from value-added taxes on income from interest from loans to small and micro businesses and individually owned businesses. The White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator says social distancing measures need to continue through the summer despite positive projections on the virus. Dr. Deborah Birx said this as part of the U.S. seeks to reopen after a month of government lockdowns.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another as we move through these phases.
Birx highlighted the need for a breakthrough in testing technology that could screen larger populations in a timely manner. The United States on Friday recorded over 36,000 new cases of COVID-19. Global deaths linked to the virus passed 200,000 on Saturday, with more than a quarter of them in the United States. Italy has recorded over 197,000 coronavirus infections and more than 26,000 deaths. 260 people died from COVID-19 on Sunday, the lowest number recorded in a day since March 15th. The number of new infections fell, with more than 2,000 reported on Sunday. The government's expected to gradually resume social, economic, and productive activities next month. Saudi Arabia and China have signed a deal for expanding coronavirus testing capacity. Chinese ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Chen Weiqing, says the project will significantly enhance the Saudi capacity in virus detection and contribute to the Saudi people's fight against the pandemic. Under the deal, worth around $260 million, China will provide 9 million COVID-19 tests and necessary devices and supplies, as well as 500 Chinese medical experts to conduct the tests and train Saudi medics.